Police, nearly 40 people robbed by armed groups over weekend in Democrat-run Chicago. By Ethan Lepkman on December 5, 2022. Nearly 40 people were robbed by armed groups over the weekend in Chicago's Near West and North Sides, according to police. The spree of robberies likely involves two separate crews that have acted violently in some cases, however, no arrests have been made. The Chicago Police Department has issued warnings to the community about the increasing number of armed robberies, saying they often occur in the early hours of the morning and involve multiple offenders who approach victims displaying handguns while demanding their property. On Friday morning, approximately 14 people were robbed in the Lower West Side to Irving Park, CWV Chicago reported, citing police. The outlet also noted that 12 robberies occurred between Saturday night and Sunday morning in West Town, Lincoln Square, and North Center. One of those incidents involved a 28-year-old woman as she was walking home with her 9-year-old daughter. Five other victims were targeted Sunday evening in the West Loop and West Town neighborhoods. Police noted that in three incidents, the offenders assaulted the victims in the head with a firearm. One occurrence involved a knife being displayed, and another involved a carjacking. Street vendors have also been the target of at least two armed robberies. Authorities describe the offenders as 2 to 4 black males who are either in their late teens or early 20s. Another police report says the group of offenders involves 3 to 6 black males between the ages of 15 to 25. Major crime in the Windy City has surged by 41% since this time last year. Reported robbery cases are up by 15%, and theft and motor vehicle theft have skyrocketed considerably by 59% and 97%, respectively. The CPD is also facing resource problems as 911 calls have been backlogged for hours due to a lack of officers unable to respond. The Democrat-run city saw a notable decline in staffing numbers following the Defund the Police movement that gained national traction amid the Black Lives Matter riots in the spring of 2020. You can follow Ethan Lepkman on Twitter at @EthanLepkman.